It takes a lot of grit and a good pair of ski goggles to live in Ophir. Just ask Brian Morgan.
I have to park over in the old town and hike home because the snowdrifts are so big. And sometimes it feels like I could be on the side of Mount Everest, you know, with the wind and snow, hiking to my house with my laptop on my back.
We're walking up an old gravel road. From here, you can see how the town's 80 homes are nestled inside a steep box canyon. Morgan loves the isolation that comes with living here.
I haven't locked my door in 20 years, and I don't know where the key is to the house.
But sometimes, the extreme weather conditions trigger avalanches that cut off the main road leading to Ophir for days at a time. And until very recently, residents had to live through this without the benefits of high-speed internet, like online banking and Netflix.
The only way we were able to, like, get any, like, outside information on weather, news, you know, road reports, would be our public radio station.
Sydney Roop and her boyfriend moved to Ophir 3 years ago. Before broadband, she says she'd run through a long checklist before heading home from work in nearby Telluride.
I gotta stay in town, make these phone calls, I gotta run by the library, use the internet. You know, you'd have to plan. You'd have to really plan.
But Roop doesn't have to do that anymore, thanks to the persistence and tenacity of residents like Brian Morgan. After a bumpy 4-year quest to get it, he clearly remembers the day the switch was flipped last December.
You know, right away, the first day, I mean, it doesn't sound very special, but I worked all day at home. And, you know, to me, it was great because I didn't have to drive.
Normally, he would have to drive 12 miles over to Telluride to operate his IT business. Our hike up the old gravel road takes us to the town's newest attraction, which Morgan is proud to show off. Surrounded by the craggy peaks and panoramic views of the Uncompahgre National Forest is a tall wooden utility pole that beams the internet into the area.
The fiber goes into this cabinet that's at the bottom of the pole, and it hands off to these LTE radios that are mounted 50 feet in the air.
As you can imagine, it wasn't easy bringing a fiber optic cable to this site, but a few years ago, they caught a break. An IT worker from Steamboat Springs found a piece of cable buried under a highway near town. From there, it was digging a 3-mile-long trench and connecting it to the pole, as they call it.
You guys want to be on NPR?
Which is where we meet Nathan Schrepfer and Haley Bart, who were out walking their dog, Osha.
We're obviously in a very, very beautiful remote place. What's it like having that level of service here in Ophir?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but we have high-speed internet, so it's kind of an interesting twist to it. But I think the community is a outdoorsy group of people, so I don't know if it has the same effect here as it does in other places where it locks people in behind the computer screen, but I'm sure usage has gone up. That's would be my guess, especially with the kids.
Schrepfer uses his connection to help run his mountain biking business. But when it comes to his business, Brian Morgan has discovered one flaw.
Now, I feel like I just work all the time, you know? So at least before I had the excuse that, you know, oh, the internet sucks, I can't work.
Down in Town Hall, Sydney Roop is raving about being able to do online banking and making Wi-Fi calls to her mom and grandmother. But what about having internet during avalanche days?
I woke up with an email from our town manager, Ken, and he said, you know, Badger has slid. There's an avalanche over the road. The road is closed. So yeah, broadband made it to where we were aware of that emergency.
Roop says some of her neighbors are still resisting the faster connection because they fear it will keep them glued to their screens. But so far, she's found what most of us that are more used to broadband keep looking for.
I spend my weekends like hiking or, you know, doing projects around my house. So no, I don't think it's consumed my life in a way that I've had more screen time.
I'm Scott Franz in Ophir, Colorado.